What are some of the other clinical trials out there in the CALGB and elsewhere right now that are ongoing that have you the most excited?
Well, I think there's going to be some exciting adjuvant trials that are coming up, looking at lopatinib and bevacizumab up front in HER2 patients with trastuzumab and without it. I think it's exciting because, to me, the nice things about drugs like bevacizumab and some of the other biologics is, although we need to be concerned about their toxicity profiles, we can't minimize it. They're much less in general than we see with other chemotherapy drugs. And so management of hypertension, probably oncologists will get very good at it. And I think those are very exciting. I think some of the lapatinib data is very exciting. It potentially can add to the effects of trastuzumab. Very exciting to me to look at that. I think, though, the bulk of our patients aren't going to be HER2 positive. And integrating, I think a lot of the trials we looked at, looking at capecitabine in addition to paclitaxel after AC, our success has been small iterations. A trial shows a 5% benefit with X, and then we add Y, and that trial shows 5% benefit, as Don Berry so eloquently showed in his analysis of trials of the CLGB. So I think some of the more active agents, bringing them up front, the current B38 trial looking at gemcitabine in addition to paclitaxel as a third arm versus TAC and dose-dense therapy,
right.
Exciting. Maybe it'll add a few percent, and that will be very compelling. And then adding biologics to that is very exciting. A lot of good trials on the drawing board. The question is the designs, the thousands of patients needed, and the complexity of the data to please everybody with a good design.